Okay, House of Representatives, you got my attention. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This morning's headline, Debt Limit Showdown Threatens Our Savings. Now, I understand that many House members have all these precious principles they're following, but there are some of us out here who follow principles too, as in, we have saved money all our lives, and as good capitalists, we have put it into conservative investments, nothing fancy. And we remember how on September 29th, 2008, the stock market crashed 778 points because the House of Representatives voted down President Bush's bank bailout on principle. That's when Americans snapped their wallets shut and jobs began vanishing at the rate of 750,000 a month. And now, it looks as if the House is ready to let that happen again. Now, do any of us really understand how the federal budget really works? No, we don't. But we do understand our savings disappearing. So if members of the House are planning to pull that stunt once again for the sake of their precious principles, do the manly thing. Go on the record. Tea Partiers say default is no big deal, and part of me wants to test their theory. But if we do that, then there should be a clear vote so we know the names of the people who think a default would be okay. It's called personal responsibility. So call the vote. Mr. Speaker, resolve that America shall default on its debts, yea or nay, and post the roll call on the web. If default comes and leads to wild prosperity, the yes votes will be heroes. But if it leads to a second recession, well, you know how Casey Anthony is the most hated person in America? I think she'd have some serious competition. And you know, there's only so much room on Geraldo Rivera's boat. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.